All right. Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Talk Bag Live. I'm Floyd Donald, along with veteran broadcast journalist and writer Ray King of the Pine Bluff Commercial Newspaper. Now, for nearly two decades, Ray King here was the radio voice of the Pine Bluff High School Zebras and the UAPB Golden Lions. And so we are excited to have him here for as a part of this broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the Little Theater of Pine Bluff High School on radio stations KPBA 99.3 FM and Oldies 101.3 FM KDPX. In addition, we are streaming live on the Internet at DeltaPlexNews.com. That's DeltaPlexNews.com, Plex, P-L-E-X. This session deals with municipal elections, and this morning, because of the involvement of the Youth Engagement Services Agency, or YES, it is a nonprofit organization, we're here with a student audience to allow our young people to learn more about the candidates that are asking for your vote and your support. The YES agency is headed by Ms. Joni Alexander. She is also on the Pine Bluff City Council as a representative of the First Ward. Now, later in the broadcast, you will hear from Councilmember Alexander. And let us tell you right off the bat, let me just turn and tell everybody this. DeltaPlex Radio does not endorse any candidate, nor does the Youth Engagement Services. The opinions that you will hear this morning on this broadcast are those of the candidates themselves. So we're not endorsing, we're not favoring any candidate. We want to make sure that we make that clear. Our order of debate this morning will involve the mayoral candidates, and then we will do Ward 1, we will do Ward 2, and then we will do Ward 3. Ward 4 does not have anybody that's up for re-election this year. Well, they do have one, but he is running unopposed. And so we'd like to thank you and give yourselves a big round of applause for being here in this audience. We also want to take some time to thank the following sponsors: Lloyd Cato of Cato's Transmission right here in Pine Bluff, the McKissick & Associates Law Firm, Kevin Barnett of State Farm, and Small Cakes Cupcakery. That's a tongue twister, but that is on South Olive Street here in Pine Bluff. Thanks to them that this broadcast is made possible. Now we start this morning, as we told you, we will start with our mayoral candidates. And we will welcome to the stage Mayor Shirley Washington. Mayor, would you please take to the stage? Mayor Washington's slogan led many positive movements here in the city. She feels that we need to stay the course and to keep this progress in motion. Again, a round of applause for Mayor Washington. Next, we have Alderman Steve Mays of the 4th Ward. Alderman Mays is employed by the 6th Division of the the 6th Division, and his slogan is, "I work for you, Pine Bluff." His reason for running, he says, it's been his long-range goal, and in his life, he says he's a goal setter. He wants the best for you, the students in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He says, we can do better, and he says, with his leadership, today, you can do better. So Alderman Steve Mays, a round of applause for him. Our third candidate is Alderman Ivan Whitfield. He represents the 3rd Ward. His slogan is the people's choice. His reason for running is because he'd like to enhance public safety. He wants a better voice for the children of Pine Bluff. He wants better streets and drainage. He is looking to do economic development and tax fairness. A round of applause for 3rd Ward Alderman Ivan Whitfield. Let us go straight to it, and this is, let me just tell the audience here, this is a part of, I have always, this is just a personal thought. Many of the debates that we've had or the forums that we've had over the years, it involves people like submitting questions, and we don't have a free-for-all. Here today, you will have an opportunity to see candidates that will actually have a chance to ask the other a question. They will have 2 minutes. And then we will, in a way, we're not going to let anybody do any personal attacks. We'll cut them off. And if they go off line, if you would, we're going to make sure they come back into perspective in terms of the questions that are being asked. These questions deal with our city. We're not dealing with national security or anything of that nature. So, in other words, we want to make sure that you, the students, because many of you will become the leaders of tomorrow, and we hope that you'll have an opportunity to hear from these candidates. On that note, we go to, and whoever wants to take it first, we don't have a buzzer here, but we'll try this. If you are not the nominee, which one of your opponents would you support, Mayor Washington?
What a question.
All right. And by the way, Mayor, before you go there, Alderwoman, Councilmember Joni Alexander is doing the timing. So she'll let you know, and then she has a student there with, and thank you, student. 15 seconds, she'll wave it to you. So, Mayor, go.
The best way I can answer that question is, if I am not the candidate, if I'm not the one who is nominated for this position, I will tell you that I will work with either of the two who are, either one of them, either of my opponents. Actually, I think that would be my civic responsibility to support whichever one is chosen if I am not elected.
All right, Alderman Mays or Alderman Whitfield?
Thank you. I'll speak as a leader. Once again, good morning, you all, and give God a praise. Give God a praise, hand praise. Thank you. Thank you. If I'm not the candidate elected, we've been meeting about that, and if I had to make a choice, it would be the one that has done the most for you. And it's hard to find anybody, any elected official that has done a whole lot for you. They have forgot about you, a lot of them. But you are our future. You need to listen to what's going on. When I was 16 years old coming out of the Patterson building, I had a dream, a vision of being in politics in Pine Bluff. I never did leave. So my thing is to help you find yourself. If any candidate either has done a lot for you, that's who I will support. I'm not going to support any more politicians that are not working hard for you. I work for you, Pine Bluff. And I love you, and I'll do my best to help you.
Alderman Mays, if I may, not to be funny or not to be sarcastic, so which one would you support?
Well, once again, I would look at the one that's doing the most for the city. I'm not going to make a selection without seeing their works. I can outwork both of them.
All right. And
Mr. Floyd Donald, let the works I done speak for me.
All right.
Let the works I done speak for me.
All right. We'll do the sermon next week. All right, Alderman Whitfield.
After all that, you may have to ask the question again, but I think your question if I don't win, who would I support?
Exactly.
I just believe in the people's voice. Plain and simple. If I'm not the one, at the end of the day, whatever candidate comes out, that's who I would support. I don't believe it would be fair for me to just pick one over the other one, but I do expect to be the candidate to come out of the three-person race. I'll stick with the script. That's my answer.
All right. We go to Ray King.
Okay, Mayor, for the most of last year and then into the early part of this year, the go-forward tax money has become a big issue, specifically how that money is going to be spent. You have one version that you have adopted. Your two opponents are totally diametrically different. You're saying that the people made a choice when they voted. They specifically voted for 26 separate initiatives. In fact, there was a resolution from Councilmember Whitfield that would have taken about half of that money and redirected it. You vetoed that. Would you talk about why you did, what your rationale was, and why you think you're on the right path?
There are those who have said that when citizens voted, that citizens didn't know what they were voting for. They did not know that the 5/8 tax dollars would be used to promote the go-forward initiatives, those pillars, those initiatives that they put in place from each pillar. And I think that that's insulting the intellect of the population, because there were so many meetings held throughout the city for months to inform people of how that money would be spent. And when we go into office and people have voted for something, there is a promise made that we will recognize that promise. I feel that all of those initiatives that are in place are initiatives that will move this city forward. It formed a very strong public-private partnership between the city of Pine Bluff and the go-forward proponents. I saw strength in that bond, and I felt like we need to honor that. And that was the reason that I vetoed it.
Councilmember Mays, you have publicly, at more than one occasion, called the Go Forward program a false promise and a scam. Would you define what you mean by that, please?
I still stand by that. It's a scam. Go Forward, it's not a Go Forward tax. It's a city tax. And what they do, young people, they get $4.2 million a year. Right now, for Go Forward tax has raised right at $15 million. It's nothing too much for your young people. Can you imagine $14 million at $4.2 million over the last 3 years? And they get $4.2 million in over a seven-year period. That's right at $30 million. You got an economic tax that's just sitting in the bank with $15 million in it. Got the library has an endless hole like a black credit card. That tax on that library down at 6th and Main will continue to go forever. I want you to have the best things in Pine Bluff because I'm not leaving. I'm going to do the best for you all. A lot of this stuff is fooling you all. You raise $4.2 million a year, and you haven't seen nothing but a concert downtown. But when that concert is over, the city, people calling me for stuff to get done.
Time. Thank
you. Same question.
Yeah, same question, but before that, and the mayor's already mentioned it, before the vote, there were a number of public meetings, one in every ward at least, also to a number of civic groups, including the NAACP, during the period of time that you were the president. Now, don't you think the people knew what they were voting for?
I never said the people I know what they was voting for. I said that Simmons Bank funded an election in midsummer while people was out on vacation, tending to their children, asking for $4 million a year to do what they wanted on Main Street. That's the problem I had with it. They took the money, and I tried to get it where they would make some $300,000 to our youth. It was repealed. I tried to get it where they made $1 million for drainage. It was repealed. I tried to get it where we could have better public safety. It was repealed. So I'm not saying that the people didn't know what they voted for. I'm saying the bank funded it so that our parents, when they was on vacation, would not have a chance to vote. They should have made this vote during the normal election. So that's the reason why I tried to sponsor things for our children, and the mayor repealed and replaced it.
All right. And by the way, thank you, all candidates. We are broadcasting live from the Pine Bluff High School Little Theater. You are listening to KPBA 99.3 FM, also on KDPX Oldies 101.3 FM. We are also streaming live on the web at DeltaPlexNews.com and YouthEngagementServices.com. And let's go now to Alderman Steve Mays. Everybody in here, especially young people, know that this city needs to grow. A lot of the young people graduate from high school and they leave. New jobs are needed. And Alderman Mays, back in 2011, voters here in Jefferson County, on par with the thing they call a penny for progress. And there is a tax board that administers that. You have been critical of that particular board. And as Ray King said, you call Go Forward a scam and a false hope. So can you explain your position about why you basically disagree with the administrators of the tax or the penny for progress?
Well, you have $15 million. The tax supposedly had been stopped. Now, if you ever stop a tax, there's money trickling in. We have taxes on the books that I'm finding out that the money is still trickling in when they cut it off 20 years ago. It's $15 million sitting in an account for economic tax for you all to create, for us to create jobs for you all. Now, the industrial park has Whitehall, Arkansas on it. That was Pine Bluff, Arkansas. They had a 71602, and they're creating, they call themselves creating jobs in Whitehall with our tax dollars. Don't be fooled by that. This is a scam against black people. Let me tell you something, people. I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. You can be fooled all your life. Don't be no fool all your life. I stayed in this city. My son came back to town. He's an engineer, a pipe stressing engineer. He goes to oil companies and stress their pipes to see that my pipes can last 100 years. He came back to start a movie theater. And they trying to give it a bad rap. And he's doing a good job, him and his business partner. He used to be the senior class at Pine Bluff High, the senior class president. Now listen, That economic development tax money just sitting there, $15 million, and there's no accountability on it. I asked for things. They don't want to tell you nothing. The Simmons Bank don't want to tell you nothing. Don't be no fool all your life. Let me lead this city. Give me one opportunity. Your streets are bad. Now they're putting asphalt in.
Councilmember Mays, I want to, before we go to the other two candidates, I want to follow up with something you just said. Over the past 2 years, 2018, 2019, the Economic Development Corporation, what we call the tax board, funded five brand new projects. Four of them were in your ward. You had the reopening of the chicken plant on West Pullen at full production. That will be 150 jobs. You had Western Foods, which took over the U.S. Sugar Building out in the Industrial Park. Right now, they're employing about 35 people. You had Stacked Leasing on Industrial Drive, which is, incidentally, in the city limits. Those are more than 20 jobs. Plus, you also had 190 jobs for that Twin Rivers paper, which replaced Mondi, retained because of investments. So where's the Whitehall?
Well, first of all, let me say, these are two go-forward Simmons Bank guys here, Ray and Floyd. Now, let me tell you something.
That is ridiculous. Let's stop right now.
Okay, listen. Stant is in the fourth ward, but a lot of it had the Whitehall zip code. So if you look at the address in the industrial park, it says Whitehall, Arkansas. Even Dollarway School District has Whitehall, Arkansas. Chicken plant on 2nd Street. That's the best we can do. But don't get me wrong. It was jobs created, but that's gone. Them guys were caught up in a scandal, and they stole the money that the economic tax gave them, about $300,000, about $1 million, and they stole it and left town. Look at the plant over there now. It's empty.
Time.
Don't be no fool.
Time. Let me go to Alderman Whitfield, and then Mayor, if you have a question of his in terms of a response, his question. And just for the record, Alderman Mays, I work for Delta Plex Radio. He works for the Pine Bluff Commercial. All right, Alderman Whitfield.
Okay, give me the question.
Well, he says that the penny for tax is a scam, but yet, as Ray King has pointed out, there are a number of projects that have been erected over in the Fourth Ward as a result of that without his involvement. So what do you say to that?
Okay, let me give the layman terms of the penny for progress. It was 5/8 cents of the penny went to the city, 3/8 cents went to the county. The 3/8 to the county was only for business that could do production. So I will say to you, unless you was producing in a mega area, you could not get into that money. So you nor I would get any of that 3/8 cents money. The 5/8 cents money that went to the city, it built the aquatic center. It gave us better street, gave us more, another new fire station. So that's not the issue of that tax. The big tax is the 5/8 cents that was passed a couple of years ago that allowed King Cotton to come back to our community, and we paid for everybody to fly in here. We paid for all them, the basketball players and coaches, dinner, every hotel room. Your parents paid for it, and then when you came to the game, the city charged you. That was crazy. We threw a Forest Fest downtown Main Street, and then we charge you for coming. That was crazy. And then that's the tax that we got a problem with.
Let's, Mayor Washington, would you like to respond to any of that you've just heard from Alderman Mays and from Alderman Whitfield? Would you like to respond to any of that?
First off, Alderman Mays, the jobs, the factories that were located in Industrial Parkway are in the city of Pine Bluff. Those jobs were there. We have industrial meetings about once a month, and we meet with those people who operate and manage the factories. And I'm going to say to my young people who are here today that we do have more jobs in this city than some people acknowledge. The challenges for the companies that come here are people coming to work on time, The challenges that they face are our people passing drug tests, our people having that good, solid work ethic. And I say that because I know that that change has to happen before we draw the big corporate 500 type factories into the city, and we can do that. So I want you to know that this time that you have here at Pine Bluff High School and beyond, many of you are going over to SEARC, many of you are going out to UAPB for workforce training. This is the time that's going to be critical to make sure that as we strive to rebuild this city, this renaissance of rebuilding, that we have a strong workforce. This is a time for you guys and gals to take your education very, very seriously. I heard that the first Forward Fest was charged. That was free of charge. The other, some of those other activities were charged. And we've been looking and reassessing. We reflect on everything that has taken place. We have listened to changes that some of you have given as far as King Cotton and how that was implemented this past year.
Time,
parking.
Mayor. Time. Let me follow up. You talked about jobs and young people, you know, having jobs. You have been instrumental, and your administration has been instrumental in having the Quapaw Nation erect a casino here in Pine Bluff. And the record reflects that well over 300 jobs have been created as a result of that. Why don't you tout that, Mayor, as part of your record, the record of attracting industry to Pine Bluff?
And I would. I would say that those are 300 jobs that we did not have. I can name you several people who have really benefited greatly from it. There's one young man who was working at Simmons Bank. He has a college degree, and he was working at, I don't know, what individuals, four jobs that they had open. They carried him down to Quapaw, Oklahoma. They trained him, and he came back, and he's now working a job at $68,000 a year. So he went from $25,000 to $68,000, and he has a job in his field. So there are jobs, there are different levels of jobs, but it's the ways that you're paid is going to be determined by your training, by your background. So here again, take education serious, young people. And the level of your education will determine the income that you will earn. We have the 300 jobs just coming in from the annex. But by the time the...
All right, time, Mayor.
See, according to my time here.
Hold on 1 second.
Talking.
Alderman Mays.
Lord, you see that.
Alderman Mays.
Yeah, she stayed talking for the viewers and the hearers in the community. The time ran out and she stayed talking. That's not fair.
All right. Would either one of you, with either one of the candidates, would you you like to ask the mayor or one of your opponents a question regarding all of that?
Well, I would like to say this here. Go forward. Simmons Bank brought all those people in town. They get $4.2 million a year, and they spend all that money to fly them in, hotel them out, feed them for three or four days. And the gym over here, the gym in Pine Bluff High, is leaking. Okay? It's leaking. That's what they think about you all. They're going over y'all head because, let me tell you something, when you all find out who you really are and what you can do in this city, the city will be a lot better. Look at these streets. Look at this dumping. And now they're putting asphalt in the middle of these railroad tracks. You know what's going to happen? That's going to cave in, and you're going to get stuck on the track when the train is coming. They use, instead of using cement, they're using asphalt.
Thank you very much, Alderman Mays. Alderman Whitfield, let's see whether we can get you to answer the question.
Okay, let me ask the question about the casino
coming
to our community.
Exactly.
And this is vitally important, young people. If you don't get anything else I said, listen to this. In Polk County, they have an offer on the table for $30 million to allow the casino to come there. $30 million for youth initiatives, for city improvement, all across the board. Yes, it may take another 6 months to a year to get it. Let me tell you, the Quapaw tribe came to our community, and the mayor missed. There's no way we should have wrote a letter to give them permission to come in our community without saying we need a youth facility for our kids can have a place to hang out on Friday and Saturday night.
Time, Alderman Whitfield. Mayor, would you like to follow up on that? Would you like to follow up, or you just want to pass?
Pope County does not have a casino, may not have a casino. We are in partnership with the Quapaw Nation, and there are some things that will be coming to our community. Right now, Pope County is receiving no benefits from having anything in their community. We are receiving over $100,000 each month, and it's going toward worthy causes. When we talk about the leaking of the building, we cannot use tax dollars to repair school facilities. We cannot use tax dollars for any of those things. It would be illegal. But when it comes down to supporting education in our community, we stand firm and strong on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And by the way, to our radio audience, you're listening to a special edition of Talkback Live. We are broadcasting live from the Pine Bluff High School's Little Theater. We're also streaming live on the web, two locations, Youth Engagement Services on Facebook, and also DeltaPlexNews.com. Also broadcasting live now on KPBA 99.3 FM and also KDPX Oldies 101.3. I'm Floyd Donald, along with Mayor Washington. Still to come, we'll hear from the persons that are running for Pine Bluff City Council. Let's go back to something. This has been, in many ways, a contentious kind of campaign. In many instances, you guys have taken the gloves off. How is it that you're able to work with each other when you have so many differences of opinions? We first go to Alderman Whitfield. How can we, this audience, or anybody, expect to get anything done when you have such striking differences as it relates to approaches to solving problems?
I believe that if you want change, you have to talk about it. Failure to talk about it, you can agree to disagree. If you take yourself out of it and put the interests of our children, our seniors, in the forefront, you don't make it personal. So I can work with both of my opponents without a problem. But I have to believe that if I know something is wrong, if I know we're giving money away, and I know we have needs in our own community, I have to talk about it. I have to tell it. So I do that. And because I am the people choice. I always say they need an ear for somebody to hear, and a voice to speak for them, because they don't come to the council. So when they vote, or their parents vote, they'll vote for me to say, if you see something wrong, talk about it and change it.
All right, Alderman May.
President's job. We're interviewing, basically, to you all. I want one opportunity to be your leader. This is an interview, and I pray that I represent well. I want to lead the city of Pine Bluff. We can do a lot better than what we're doing. You all are being looked over, and you're growing. You're constantly growing, and you're going to finish school.
Let me ask you again.
No, let me finish. Floyd, you have different
way. Hold on one second.
I need to
put
you. Let me finish.
Alderman Mays. That's not the question.
You can see that everybody can see. You're doing a sermon, okay? And we ain't trying to hear a
sermon. I pray that everybody here be saved and coming to the knowledge of what they're doing to you.
The rule says if you don't respect Mayor Washington, please. Mayor Washington, please. Mayor, how would you be able to work with everybody? Cut his damn mic off.
When I came in.
Let me finish.
Cut his mic off. I'm sick of you.
Let me
cut
finish.
Cut his mic off.
He, let me finish. He preached one time his first sermon, and it was the worst sermon.
He's a fake preacher, Floyd. He needs to be saved. Cut that mic off. I'm sick of you. It's all good.
Mayor Washington.
I would say that when I came into office in 2017, 2016 and beyond, there was a lot of contention on the council. Council members weren't working together with the mayor. In many cases, they weren't working very well with each other. The most critical thing about working together is communication. It is transparency. And I came in putting forth an effort to communicate openly with every council member, as well as keeping the public informed as to what was going on. And as a result of that, we have been able to accomplish much over the last 3 years, 2 months, and 10 days. And I would like to keep that cooperative collaboration going, and I think that we can. Even though we have differences, when it comes down to solving the problems of this community, we have to work together to agree to make decisions that are best for all of the citizens and all initiatives to move our city forward. And that's what we've done.
Tang. All right. Thank you. Thank you to the attorney. Mays is, huh? Okay. Thank you very much. And let me just say to the audience, a lot of you guys are young people, and I have a tendency to make sure that people stay on point. I want to stay on point. And the thing of it is, when you are trying to become an educated person, and the fact of it is, I just want each and every one of these candidates to stay on point. We don't need to be going all around the world. We're not talking Donald Trump. We're not talking Richard Nixon. We are trying to stay on point. Okay? So if I offend anybody, I'm sorry. All right. It is time for each candidate to ask the other a question. Let's just take it and go to Alderman Whitfield. Alderman Whitfield, who would you like to ask a question of?
I would ask my question to Mayor Washington. And I will keep it to the point that we've already discussed. My question would be, knowing the needs of our community, knowing the power of the casino license, knowing what it carried, when the Choctaw, when they first came here, they said they was going to build some facility for our children, because that's what the conversation was. And at the end of the day, we did not, only thing we got for our kids was basketball nets. My concern time. Is, how did we?
Time. Mayor, just respond to what portion that you heard. He basically, you're alluding to the fact that you're saying or asserting that there were certain promises that were made that you feel as though they have not been met. Is that correct? All right. Mayor, if you'd like to respond.
That was a promise that was never made, as far as I knew anything about. I do know that they have done some things as far as investing in the community, but not at the level that we expect. And the promise has been that once the main casino is built, they're investing in the community right now. They've come in with an initial investment of $350 million in the community. Once the operation is full-blown, they will make deeper investments in this community, and we will hold them to that. But as far as any particular investment or promise that was made up front for a facility, I know nothing about that.
All right. Alderman Mays, would you like to have a question of either Alderman Whitfield or Mayor Washington?
Mayor Washington, doing our Main Street, when it was blocked up for 2.5 years, okay, I never got the credit for unstopping and unblocking Main Street. You never speak of that. You always take the issue from where it is as though you did all the work. A lot of these things that you supported, like the aquatic center and all, was voted on 5 or 6 years ago. I've been on the council for 9 years. Okay, what are you going to do as far as time? I'm asking a question.
I'm not a person who seeks credit.
Go ahead.
I'm not a person who seeks credit, who's looking for credit. I'm a person who works with all entities to make things happen. I have never taken credit for the Aquatic Center. When we did the groundbreaking, I invited all of the three mayors who had worked on that project, the two before me, Hollingsworth, Ritas, and I were all there. And I acknowledged the fact that they started those projects. When it came down to Main Street, I never have tried to claim credit for opening it. I just wanted to go to work and make it happen, and that is what we've done. We might say that we opened it, but if you had were
time,
the one who
time
opened,
mayor, time mayor, mayor, a question now since they've all done it. A question of you: who would you like to ask either one of your opponents a question, if you care to pass?
My question would be to Councilmember Mays. Councilmember Mays, what would you do to bring industry and jobs into the city of Pine Bluff?
First of all, we need to clean it up a lot better. Clean it up and make people really continue to work together like a real community and a village should. That $15 million in that economic tax is for the citizens of Pine Bluff. That was a 3/8 cent sales tax. and it needs to be used to revitalize the city of Pine Bluff and to bring industry in. That chicken plant they brought in, at the time it was good, but we need to bring stronger jobs. You all have some great minds, young people, and we need to utilize you all minds.
Councilmember Mays, just one clarification, or two clarifications. Number one, the chicken plant has reopened. They have new ownership. Number two, you have sent a lot of press releases, a lot of things, saying that you've attended this training course, that training course conducted by the Arkansas Municipal League. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. You obviously don't understand how the legislation that established that tax board. You don't understand the legislation that says that you have to meet a certain criteria. And that's going to wrap it up for our candidates for mayor. We'll take a break and come back with the candidates for Ward 1.
Thank you all. Thank you all.